You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
I'm just exhausted. I don't want to do it. And the names on these walls are those slaves who have been set free, and they come to the temple to carve their names on the walls to know that they have been set free from being slaves.
他们为什么能够脱离奴隶的身份呢？
And how could they be set free from that position?
古希腊常常是去打仗的。
In the ancient Greece, they often go out with to wars.
这些奴隶都是他们买来的，从别的国家或者各地里面买来的奴隶。
These slaves are purchased and bought in various countries.
所以当他们这个征兵打仗的时候，他们就把这些奴隶送去打仔。
And when they are in times of war, they would gather these slaves and send them forth to fight.
那些在战场上进攻的，好像特别功劳的回来的时候，主人都很honored，就出钱就把他们给封了。
And those who come back and with valor and they've done well, then the owners are very proud of them and would purchase, pay for the price of slavery and set them free.
所以他们就到这个庙里面付了一些钱以后，这个人就名字可以刻上去，从此以后没有任何人可以抓他当做奴隶了。
And since that day, as long as the price has been paid, the name of this person is carved on this temple, and no one can enslave that person anymore.
今天我们没有一个人有任何的功劳，因为任何的功劳，所以被基督释放。
And there's nothing that we've done on our own. That cost Christ is as
well.
And entirely of His grace. The Son of God has set us free that we are free indeed. No other authority can hold you. But the sin, the world, and the flesh no longer. Because the world has been crucified. The flesh has been crucified. I have been crucified with Christ. And the life that I now live is Christ living in me. And objectively, this world, no one can hold me hostage. And subjectively speaking, no one can hold me hostage. Because the life of Christ has caused me to overcome in all things. So the Holy Spirit came to bring us into this true freedom.
在我们讲这个以前，我们一定要提醒弟兄姊妹，我们今天被基督释放，这是大事情。
And I want to say to brothers and sisters, the fact that we've been set free by Christ is a big thing.
我们不需要被仇敌随便践踏，随便伤害了。
We shouldn't be under the feet of Satan, of our enemies.
他叫你犯罪，我们就犯罪。弟兄姊妹，我们不需要再过这样子的生活。
He comes and tempts you and tells you to sin, and you go and sin. You don't need to live that way anymore.
他控告我们，我们就软弱了。我们不需要再过这样子的生活。
He tempts you, you are weak. You no longer need to live that way anymore.
保罗说，我们说我们要站立的稳。
So Paul says, stand firm.
然后说不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。And
no longer be under the bondage of slavery.
我知道在座很多弟兄姊妹，我们都失败过。And
I know many brothers and sisters, we all failed.
可能是甚至是很严重的罪。And
perhaps sins are very severe.
可能是很多年的捆绑。And
perhaps many years we are bound.
可能是非常大的伤害。Perhaps
it's brought us great harm.
基督释放了我们，我们要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
And Christ has set us free, so stand firm. And no longer be under the yoke of slavery. But the enemy and this flesh oftentimes returns with some strength.
我上次讲过十世纪十一章里面有一个故事，就讲到亚门人隔了300年回来叫以色列百姓把这块地还给他们。
And in the book of Judges, there was one event
the people of Ammon came back and told the people of Israel to return the land unto them.
今天胜不过你，被你得胜了。
Today they can't overcome you, you have beaten them.
但是他从来没有放弃的。
But they have never let go.
等到神百姓软弱的时候，他们又回来要。When
the people of God was weak, they came back and they wanted their land back.
所以亚扪人对他们说：“你们现在好好的把这块地归还给我。”
So the Ammonite says that today they will give this land back to us.
以色列的百姓吓坏了，那时候还好神兴起的耶和华。
And the people of God was was fearful, and thank God the Lord rose up a judge.
能够把他们从这个亚扪人的恐吓底下释放出来。
And they subdued their enemies.
因为这边重建会回头。
And the enemy will come back.
耶利哥可以被重建。
Jericho, the city Jericho can be rebuilt.
但是这些事情都会带来重组伤害。
But these things will all bring back harm.
所以如果你从酒的里面被神释放出来。
So if you've been set free from getting drunk,
你千万不要以为你绝对不会再失败。
Do not think that I will never stumble on that again.
我已经举了一个例子了。
I gave an example last time.
当他重新喝说没经过太久的时候，他又掉回去了。
When he started drinking, when he called the Timothy principle in drinking, he fell back into drinking again.
如果过去我们曾经交过一些坏的朋友，
And as time passed, you had some not so good friends.
今天除非是主的爱，你为着福音的缘故，你回去。
Unless it's by the love of God for the sake of the gospel, the Lord calls you to return.
你真的是谨慎，要带着主的力量回去，不然你不要随便回到从前的路。
And you are alert, and you are, you know that the Lord is with you. Do not casually walk back in that same environment.
要把这班人从底下拉到上面来很难。
And 从上面的人要把你拖下来很容易的。 To pull someone who's below you up to where you are is very, very hard, but it's so easy for someone to drag you down.
我们看到多少的人原来从这个错误失败里面被救出来。
We see a lot of people who've been delivered out of their errors, the errors of their ways.
因为松懈，因为轻视，不小心又回去了。
Because they're loose, they despise the danger that is behind things, they fall back into that sin.
包括我个人，我就已经服侍了好几个这个在赌博上出不来的。
And me personally, as ministers to so many people who are trapped by gambling.
有很多人都是十年、二十年，甚至一生到现在都还没出来。
Many people, tens, decades, 20 years of their lives, even today, they are not free.
每一次输光的时候，他都后悔得不得了，打自己啊，哭啊，认罪。
Every time they lose everything, they beat themselves, they weep, and they repent.
但是当那个瘾一出来的时候，他们的脚步又向着那里去了。
But when that addiction is flared up again, they could walk toward that place again.
结果不是光是为了年轻人说，为了大人都要说这件事情。
I'm not saying this just to the young people, I'm saying to everyone in the room.
仇敌肉体永远有回头的力量。
The enemy, the flesh, always has a strength to never
give
up. You will never let us go.
从来 never give up.
You will never give up.
直到把我们打倒为止。
Until you fall.
所以我们要在主的面前谨守谨行。基督已经释放了我们。Christ
has set us free.
叫我们得以自由。
That we are free.
所以要站立得稳。
So therefore stand firm.
不要再被奴仆的耳下。
No longer be under the yoke of slavery.
知道你我过去的辖制是什么。
You know what you and I have been bound by in time past. But we ask Lord to help us.
这圣灵来。
The Holy Spirit came.
带领我们进到这个自由。
But He wants to lead us into the freedom. The Holy Spirit came.
帮助我们进入这个自由。
Help us enter into this freedom.
神的圣灵来，他带领我们进入一切的世界。
And the Spirit of truth leads us into all truth.
让它不再是一个理论。
And it's not just a principle.
让它不再是一个理想跟盼望。
It's not just a thought, just a hope.
哦，不再只是一个祷告。
It's not just a prayer.
它变成实际。
But it becomes reality.
我们的生活了。
It becomes our lives.
也是我们的见证。
It becomes our testimony.
我们得生命得到更丰盛的生命。
That we would have the absolute freedom of the spirit.
这边是你的，这是我的。
But this is you and I have it.
这是我们的孩子的。
Within our kids.
不甘心仇敌这样子来破坏我们。圣灵来就是帮助我们。
So we pray the Holy Spirit came to help us.
我们不是自己很辛苦的在这里挣扎要自由。
That our own strength is that we want to get free on our own.
圣灵像洪水，像大水一样来了。
The Holy Spirit comes like a flood.
带着我们过自由的生活。
To lead you into this life.
放下自己的挣扎和努力。
Let go of your own struggling and your own efforts.
来转向主。
Turn to the Lord.
今天我们太多捆绑，太多的受压，太多的死沉。
But since we are bound by so many things, we're bound by debt.
不应该有的。
They are scandalous.
我们需要不甘心有。
That we need to have the sword to say, I don't want these things.
如果我们无可奈何的接受它，我们就会继续这样子的下去。
If you feel like you're helpless, you just receive it. You will continue
that. 我们需要不甘心的。
You need to have the sword. I'm not willing.
基督已经叫我们自由了。
Because Christ already set me free.
基督已经付了代价了。
Christ has already paid the price.
十字架上已经解决了。
It's already been dealt with on the cross.
这些奴隶如果在马路上碰到人，人要叫他做什么，他人就吓得要命，去说。
If these slaves that's already been purchased been set free, and they still be led by those who taste them in the captain, they've forgotten that they've been set free. Their names have already been written on the wall. They are free. Our freedom is bigger than this freedom. The Holy Spirit came.
Wherever
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Brothers and sisters, this is the seventh point. Put in your hearts. Verse 16. Start with verse 16.
他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去了。下一节。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。好，再往下读。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。那这样子呢，我不晓得大家的心灵里面怎么样，好，究竟你自己灵里面是不是有。
And I don't know if in your own personal experience you find that there's freedom in your spirit.
当我们个人灵修的时候。
In your personal devotion.
当我们聚会的时候。
And while you are in meetings.
那今天早上后面大家灵很自由，都很舒服。
This morning our spirits are free. You feel that it's actually very comfortable.
我们觉得属灵上好像洗了一个澡一样。
And we feel that we took a bath.
在神的同在里面，在我们诗歌敬拜的里面，我们好像遇见神一样。
The presence of the Lord in our worship is like we met God face to face.
但是这个层面不是每一次聚会我们都会这个样子。
But this is not always so. Every time we get together.
不是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这个样子。
It's not that everywhere that we go is the same occurrence.
然后有时候我们去参加一些聚会，我们自己里面很死沉。像我小的时候的聚会，每次唱诗的时候，我就觉得。
A lot of times when I was young, I would go to the meetings, and I feel that I was alive when I walked in the meeting. But after we saw their worship, I felt like I was dead.
And
we sing these hymns, and we drive real slow.
Very good. 那有一些人急性子受不了了，就是每一句他要提早一张先唱几个字。
Some people who are a little more quick tempered, a little more hyper, so they're ahead of everyone else in their words.
我每次坐在那里我都很难过。
So I sit there and I feel terrible.
那弟兄姊妹，我们灵修的时候聚会的时候，我常常觉得灵里面不见得是。
And a lot of time in our devotions and our meetings, we find that our spirits were not really free.
啊，我们会用很多形容词来形容，我们觉得干。我们觉得死，我们觉得沉，我们觉得没有火。
That we feel that we're dry, that we're heavy, we're dead. There's no fire.
但弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，神所应许给我们的是一个自由的。
But the scripture tells us that what God has given us is something that is free.
那我们要注意到，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
请大家注意哈。这个自由不是人工做得出来的。
This freedom is not something that can be manufactured by man.
是因为主的灵在这里，所以这里有自由。
There's freedom here because the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Rick Warren 说过，这个冲浪的那个浪不是人做出来的。
Rick Warren says that these waves that crashes to the shore is not made by man.
圣灵做的时候，我们随流而上。
The Holy Spirit works, and you just follow the current.
我们做不出这个浪来。
You cannot manufacture that wave.
就这样。所以我们要第一件事是要知道的，这是圣灵的工作。
And the very first thing we need to know is that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们为了聚会，我们需要祷告。
But for the sake of our meetings, we need to pray.
你再好的讲员，再好的圣灵的，再好的传习的人，没有用。
No matter how wonderful the speaker may be, the worship leader, the worship team, it doesn't matter.
如果圣灵不工作，圣灵不祝福，没有用。
If the Holy Spirit doesn't work, the Holy Spirit doesn't bless it, it's useless.
因为主的灵在那里，所以那里有自由。
It's because the Spirit of the Lord is there, therefore there's freedom there.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is something that's very important.
好，那我们既然说的主的灵在那里，所以我们就会死，是因为主的灵不来喽。
So we said, okay, the Spirit of the Lord is there, and we feel dead.
There's the Spirit of the Lord. Not there, white woman.
And how can you blame us?
弟兄姊妹，你们还是有拯救的。But
whether the Spirit of the Lord shows up or not,
的确是您的工作。
Yes, it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是是有拯救的。
But there's something more to that.
神没有叫我们在那里被动的、消极的、无可奈何的等他。
God did not tell us to come passively and just don't have to wait on God.
或者你在那里waiting for bus.
Like you're sitting there waiting for a bus to show up. If the bus doesn't show up, I can't make it. If the Lord is 9:30, you didn't show up yet, then I'll just leave here. And the scripture, when it talks about waiting on God, it always says waiting on and not waiting for. And I'm not here. It's my heart, my spirit, my passion, my mind is waiting on Him for Him to show up.
Waiting on God.
Waiting on God. With the longing that we desire as a parent. We're asking. And by promise we say, Lord, come. By promise we enter into His presence. This is whenever one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Why is it that we cannot sense the Spirit of the Lord? Why is it that we cannot feel the move of the Holy Spirit, the feeling of the Spirit? There's a critical point here, is that there's a veil that exists. We know that Paul wrote these words because the Israelites had the laws that hindered them from seeing Christ. But if we apply these verses to our meetings, to our devotion times, to our families, we discover that there are things that are hindering us from seeing
that.
Let's talk about the three precious things that happens when this veil is taken away. When the veil is taken away, your spirit is set free. You discover the Spirit of God is here. So the very first thing, your spirit is free. Secondly, when this veil is taken away, this covering is taken away. Open faces, we just behold the glory of God. We can meet God face to face and enjoy His presence. And thirdly, and when the veil is taken away, the insulation is taken away. And we can move the Holy Spirit. That we may be transformed into Christ. As we've been made from the Spirit of Christ. And so these three results. When the veil is taken away. When we are free. With unveiled faces, we may behold the glory of the Lord in His presence. And thirdly, we experience the power of the Holy Spirit and we're transformed into His life, into His from glory to glory. But this is something that wonderful and glorious. And every time you come and draw near to the Lord, this is something the Holy Spirit wants to do. What caused you not to lay hold of these things? Because the veil still exists. But this veil talks about a covering. Talks about a separation. So wherever this veil exists, you can't see God. So when this veil exists, you can't sense the moving of Spirit. So we want to ask, brothers and sisters, what is this veil for you and for me?
家庭的管子是什么。
What is this veil for your family?
我们小组聚会或者整个教会，我们的管子是什么。
What is this veil for your small group or our church as a whole?
什么东西拦阻的圣灵这样释放的工作在我们中间。
What is hindering you or us from having this liberty and this freedom of worship in the Spirit?
什么东西让我们嘴巴说主你同在，但是我们没有真正经历到主的同在。
What causes us to say, oh Lord, we know your presence is here, but we don't sense his presence?
保罗说我们是看见主的荣光了。
And Paul says, we behold his glory.
这敞着脸
open faces, unveiled faces, open faces.
我们可以看见主的。
We can see the Lord.
然后我们可以荣上加荣，被改变成为主的形状。
From glory to glory, we may be transformed to his image.
我们经历圣灵改变的大能。
We experience the transforming power of the Holy Spirit.
三件事情这么重要，弟兄姊妹。
Three things are they great, important?
都集中在一个关键上，我们的心是不是转向主？
They all focus on the fact that your heart turns to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，帕子要除去的关键在于我们要心要转向主。
But the criticality of removing this veil is in your heart.Has to turn to God.
我怕大家迷糊了哈，我现在其实已经讲了三个关键的事情。
I hope no one's lost. I talk about three critical things here.
我先讲到帕子拿掉的三个福分。
And I talk about the three blessings that come from removing this veil.
灵里自由，敞着面前找主，享受主同在，然后我们被圣灵改变。
Your spirit is free. You see the Lord with unveiled faces, and you're transformed by the Lord.
为了有这三个福分。
And for these three blessings.
前提是什么？
What is the requirement?
帕子要撕掉。
The veil has to be removed.
因为帕子在就有遮蔽，帕子在就有隔绝。
As long as the veil exists, there's a covering, there's a separation.
为了要把帕子出去，它的前提是什么？
And in order to take away the veil, what do you need to do?
我们的心要转向主。
Your heart has to turn to the Lord.
讲清楚了吗？
Are you clear now?
而且说几时转向主？
So that whenever your heart turns to the Lord,
帕子几时就出去了？
Then the veil is removed.
Whenever.弟兄姊妹，我们一起说 whenever.
Say it together. Whenever. Whenever.
我们的心转向主。
Whenever your heart turns to the Lord,
the
veil's removed.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵今天在我们身上要做一件大的工作。
This is the work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives.
不要再被奴仆的恶辖制了。
No longer be under the yoke of slavery.
叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
The Lord has caused us to be free, and we're free indeed.
圣灵来带我们进入这个
自由。The Holy Spirit came to lead us into that freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲到灵里面完全的自由。
This is what is talked about, this true freedom.
不是让我们个人灵修的时候能够更自由，自由到一个地步，我们可以举手，我们可以拍手，甚至我们可以在主面前欢乐跳舞。
And I pray that whenever we have our devotion with God, we can come and lift up our hands, we may clap our hands, even dance before our God.
我说我从来不在弟兄姊妹面前跳舞，但是我私底下敢在神面前跳舞。
And I said, oftentimes I don't dance in front of you, but privately I dance before my God.
弟兄姊妹，为你们举手，在神面前我们可以丢好的。
Holding, being reserved before you, but I may be crazy before God.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵充满我们，真的很自由。一举手是很自然的事情。
And it's very, very natural when we're free before God that we lift our hands.
我们了解为什么有些教会说有人举手就是灵恩派，有人举手就是感受教会。
And we're confused. Some churches say when you lift your hands, you're charismatic, and you got to be cast out of the church.
灵恩自由，你想过耶稣，你忍不住想把心胸怎么胸都敞开了。
When your spirit is free, you just want to grab Jesus. You open up your hands. And you open up your hearts to Him.
这是灵里面的自由。
And you're open to your spirit.
然后我们生活上也完全自由。
And you're alive. You discover that you're
completely free. 保罗说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。”
Paul says, "My hand will strengthen me. I can do all things."
有这个另一件事情是我们不能做的。
Not a thing, but we can do all things.
约翰福音十五章第五节 ：“Apart from me, you can do nothing.”离了我，你们就不能做什么。
John chapter 15, the Lord says, "Apart from me, you cannot do anything."
好，朋友们。
Amen to them.
Amen.
And the more amen you say, the deeper the
Lord becomes.
And the older I get, the more I feel that I can't be separated from the Lord. Forgive me for saying, the more I love Him, the more I discover that I can't be separated from Him.
另外一面来说，我会觉得我越不离开他，是表示我越属灵。
And on the other hand, I can say, the more I know that I can't be separated from Him,
yeah,
because I really discover how powerless and how corrupt I am.
But again,
on the other hand, Paul says, my hand strengthens me through Christ.
Through Christ.
Through Him.
can do all things.
I can do all things.
另外一件事情不行的。
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.